It's no, from my perspective, as I said in my prepared remarks, I feel very, very strongly that it's about our student athletes. It's not about me, and I'm not opposed to talking to y'all. I'm sure I will many times going forward, but I think we've been working. We're sort of like a duck. You may not have noticed a whole lot above water, but below water, we're doing a lot of churning, and we're working really hard. We've taken a hard look at the budget. We've reorganized sports administration. We've worked very hard to shore up our health, safety, and wellness issues. So in the last 5 months, we've been doing a lot of work. I'm not opposed to talking to y'all. Happy to do so. But from my perspective, very practically, the media will probably tend to report on two things, wins and losses, and bad behavior. And what I'd like to encourage you all to focus on is the extraordinary accomplishments of so many of our student athletes. And I'll just say one other thing. When I came into this role, and I will never forget, sitting over at Cole's house on a Sunday afternoon with President Dingler and some of his team, and it was our first meeting, and I had a list of about 15 things that I thought we needed to tackle with him coming on board. And I started with the interim athletic director role, and I made a variety of suggestions, and he said, "Well, I'd like you to do that." And it was about the furthest thing from my mind. But as I've had an opportunity to meet with the coaches, to meet with many of the student athletes, it's just been an extraordinary experience learning about how wonderful these young men and women are, and how much of their lives our coaches give to making sure that they're successful. And as I say, successful not only on the field, but really more importantly, academically and in life. And so I will look forward to conversations, and I will look forward to pestering y'all about talking about the many extraordinary young men and women we've got at Michigan State.